Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank God for allowing us to see this new day, the day that He has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a new day. It's a day that no one else knows what today holds. No one has been in this day but our God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who knows everything. And He is our Father. He is our Master. So we are so excited that He has allowed us to see this day and has allowed us today to be here and calling unto Him right here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, this circle of friends. And today is Friday. It's the last Friday of the month. Whew! It's already the end of the month of May, and time is flying. We are just heading on to June. By Monday, we'll be in June, which is right at the center, the heart of the year, the middle of the year. But we are excited because we serve a mighty God who still reigns, who doesn't change, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. And we just thank God for the opportunity to be here Friday 29 of May 2020. And we're going to start this day by prayer. And we're going to start by our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for giving us a forgiving heart, that we forgive those who have offended us, those who have wronged us. We thank you, Lord, helping us to forgive, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are a good God. You are a forgiving God, a mighty God, the one who was, who is, and who does not change. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty God, the King of glory. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the creator of heaven and earth. We pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus, wash away all our iniquities, Lord. In Jesus' name, cleanse us with your grace, O Father. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. We do not want the accuser of the saints, the enemy, the devil, to point a finger on us and accuse us of anything. So we pray, Father, that you cleanse us with your grace, O. Wash us clean, Lord, that will be whiter than snow. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to hear the joy and the gladness
our Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Create in us a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit, a willing spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, Father. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and grant us a willing spirit, a willing heart to sustain us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be able to teach the transgressors your ways, Lord, that we'll be able to teach and show the sinners and win them back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. This morning, Father God, we just pray. Lord, our hearts are heavy with what is going on in our country, in our nation right now, Father. People were still in the middle of grieving and still mourning the dying of Ahmaud Arbery. And now we wake up to the death of George Floyd, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. It feels like some of us, we are dealing with two pandemics at the same time. The pandemic of coronavirus is going on, and now we have this pandemic of racism, which has been going on for years and years. And just a selected few are the ones who have been dealing with it. And I know the world right now is crumbling and having sleepless nights trying to figure out the cure, the vaccine for coronavirus. But for years and years, this pandemic, this virus called racism, has been just put under the rug, and people looking the other way and walking away. But it has surfaced again, and it has cost brothers and sisters' lives. Today, at the surface, at the headline, it's about George Floyd, whose life was taken recklessly, Lord. It's not only his family, but us as a community, as a people, we are mourning him. We are feeling the pain. And we pray, Father God, for the justice to be done. And that you comfort the family, Lord, comfort the nation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, to comfort all these families. I know we are just talking about George Floyd because he is on the headline, but there are so many men and women, so many people whose lives are being taken recklessly right now, and their families are in distress, and their families are crying out right now. And we here, Father, at this circle of friends, we just lean on your word. As you say it in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, to turn away from wicked ways. Oh, these wicked ways. We need to turn. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Father God, that we as your people, as a nation, to turn away from our wicked ways and pray. You gave us the conditions and the to do and how to do it, that we as a people who are called by your name, and America is your people, it's a, you call them by your name, even on our money, on our currency. We as a nation, we say, in God we trust. So we trust you. We are your people. And we need to humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. We are seeking your face this morning, Lord. We are praying this morning, Father, turning away from our wicked ways on behalf of our nation, Lord. And you said, then, after we have done all this, then, that's when you will hear us from heaven. While you are sitting on your throne, you will hear us. Because we know you hear, because you are not a deaf God. You are a God who hears prayer. You are a God who answers prayer. And you said after hearing us, you will forgive our sins. We pray, Lord, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. And then you will heal our land. Our land needs some healing. And we know you are the healer, Lord. You are the healer. And with all what is doing, Father, what is going on, men and women need to turn away from their wicked ways and turn to God, turn to you, surrender their sins, confess with their mouth that you are God. That's why we believe in salvation. We keep on praying, Father, interceding. We are still believing for men and women to be saved and turn away from their wicked ways and confess their sins and call you as Lord and Savior of their lives, so that as a nation, as a people, we will be able to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit that are love, your joy, your peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We need self-control in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Father God, I pray for men, our young men, especially our young black men. In the mighty name of Jesus, our sons, our brothers, our husbands, fathers, our uncles, our grandparents, in the mighty name of Jesus. For many, many years, black men have been made look weak, insecure, and less effective, people oppressing them, depriving them of their malehood, their identity, being emasculated all the time this morning, Father, we cry before you that you heal them, restore them, Father. We know you, God, that you are not a respecter of any person. What you do for one, you do for the other. So this morning, we pray, Father, that no more emasculating black men, not only in this nation, but worldwide. Restore them back, Father, to their position as priests and heads of their own household, their family. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore their security, Father. Yes, restore, Father, their effectiveness in the society and in the community, Lord. Their families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, that you restore back their position, Lord. They face so many challenges. So many challenges in life. Some are seen, some are not seen. But we know, everybody knows, both the oppressor and the oppressed, we all know. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, grant we decree and declare wisdom of our men. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you said, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And you, Father God, you give us without withholding back. So this morning, we ask and pray for wisdom over our men. In the name of Jesus, that they make good decisions, sound decisions, in the name of Jesus. Restore their authority, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for helping them, that they are quick, not quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. Because there is a lot of stuff that makes them angry. They are being provoked. Only you, Lord, can help them. We still trust you. We trust you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bring all the concern, because that's what you say. That if we ask, it will be given unto us. And when we seek, we will find. When we knock, it will be opened. So this morning, we are asking for mercy. We are seeking grace. We are seeking wisdom, restoration. In the name of Jesus, healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, seeking justice, justice. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your love, your forgiveness, your mercy. We still have hope in you, Lord. You are our hope. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your unlimited power. Because, Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we decree and declare abundant life over our men. In the mighty name of Jesus. All areas of their life, our realm, in the natural realm, not only the spiritual realm, but all areas of their lives, at the workplace, in the streets when they are walking. People just accuse them, assume that they are about to do something wrong when they didn't even do anything. I just pray, Father God, that all these people who are accusing them and who are trapping them will be exposed in the mighty name of Jesus, and that the world will see things as they are. And then they will be dealt with justly, Lord. You are a just God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a burden lifter, Lord. You lift our burden. You are a comforter, Holy Spirit. You comfort us. You are a wisdom giver, Lord. Give us wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that every chain is broken. I just pray, Father God, for our men, rebuking any negativity that was spoken toward them. Whatever it is, whether it's a generational curse, we break it right now. Any negativity that was spoken, we reverse it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, put to stop all the plans of the enemy. All the traps the enemy has been trapping our men, we put it to stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, Father, we go to the enemy's camp. Actually, we are at the enemy's camp, and we are taking back what the devil has stolen from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you right now. You have no more authority, no more controlling our black men, no more controlling our men. Those who are even to be born in the future, those who are being birthed right now, we cover them with the blood of Jesus, that they stay right under the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do them no harm. So we reverse any negativity, any curse, any trap. We say, go back to the sender. You have no room in Jesus' name. Where there was curse, we speak a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus, that our men are blessed going out. They are blessed coming in. They are blessed in the morning. They are blessed in the noontime. Even in the evening time, they are blessed. When they are asleep, they are blessed. Our men are heads and not tails. They are above and not beneath. They are leaders and not followers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord, that our men are being restored back to their rightful place as kings in their home, kings and princes. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that they have a sound mind. You are restoring them, Father. Yes, their strength, giving them back their strength, Lord. You said in your word that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We decree and declare that for many, many years. Our men have been waiting on you, Lord. And we decree and declare that their strength is being renewed. And they are going to mount up with wings as eagles. They are mounting up. No more blockages. No more restrictions. Everything be done fairly. We just strangle you, demon of racism and blocking and distracting and undermining others in the name of Jesus. That they run and not be weary in Jesus' name. And they shall walk and not faint in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare prosperity over their lives. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof belongs to our God. And they that dwell in it, they belong to you, Father. For you formed this earth upon the seas, and you established it upon the floors, and it belongs to you. And you are not a respecter of any person. You are full of love. You are full of kind. You are a kind God. And you are an able God. So this morning, Father, we thank you for restoring our men, that the chains are being broken right now. Whatever stronghold, in the name of Jesus. And you are opening the eyes, everybody. And we decree and declare that everyone, Father, all the creation will do what is right. Expose all the corruption, all the injustice. Expose it, Lord. Put it right at the top, at the open, that even the deceivers themselves cannot do it, cannot hide it anymore, cannot have rest or feel good doing bad. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that those who are doing the just thing, those who are doing the right thing, bless them, Father. Increase them, Lord. Because not all apples in the basket are bad, but there are some bad apples in the basket, and they need to be removed. In the name of Jesus. And those that are good need to be cherished. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for lifting our burdens. I thank you, Father God. So this morning, Father, pray and declare that our men are being protected, are being shielded. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going to open up the lines. And what I would like us to do, there are many in your circle, your husband, your son, your brother, your uncle, your nephews. We're going to call them by name. And I would like for you to speak a blessing and reverse everything what the enemy has said that is negative toward the man. And we're going to speak positive. Speak a blessing. Open up your mouth and call them by name, that they are blessed. They belong to Jesus. And God bless them. No more obstacles. No more running different, the same race with different rules. That the rules, the race level is leveled up. We all be treated equally.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we call out all the next annual, Lord God, we call out.
We are not saying
child
of
Job. Lord God, in the day of
we
call out you in the name of Lord God. We call out, hallelujah, Lord God, the day of Jesus, Lord God, LSO, Lord God, and Alan, Lord God, in the day of Jesus, Lord God, we call out Rochelle, Lord, in the day of Jesus, Lord God, we call out child of Job. We call out in the by your Spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, the way you know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, teach your son, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. All these young men, oh Lord God, that does this happening, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. A brother, Fletcher, minister, Fletcher, God, in the name of Jesus, son, oh Lord God. Evangelist, Fletcher, Lord God, her two sons, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will bring the light of the Spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God, you take authority, God. In the name of Jesus, over every prayer, you gotta be afraid, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will begin to touch, oh Lord God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, break the shackles, oh Lord God, the bondage off the line, oh Lord God. Break the drug addiction off of the bench, oh Lord God, the people, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, for every worker, incantation, oh Lord God, every witchcraft spell, oh Lord God, spell that has been cast, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let the credits, oh Lord God, let them not rise of the violence, oh Lord God, but let the rise of seeking, God, Jesus the Christ, oh Lord God, the Son of the living God, oh Lord God, pray for them, oh Lord God, for salvation and deliverance, oh Lord God, for the male man, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that their back will be straightened up, oh Lord God, that their mind will be clear, Lord God, that the brain fog will leave, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will stand strong, oh Lord God. God, in the name of Brother Bob, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Many names that we can't call, oh Lord, Lord, Brother Child, oh Lord God, his brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move it by your Spirit, God, and by your power, oh Lord God. So we praise you, God, and we worship you, oh Lord God. What a thing that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you reshuffle everything around, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, reshuffle it, oh Lord God. Until the day is done, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we praise you. As all the gentlemen praise you, we know you have, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. And we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, God, we just bless your name today. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We came to worship, oh Lord God. We come to tell you thank you, Lord God. We came, oh Lord God, to magnify your name, oh Lord God. To bring it, oh Lord God. This to us in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. To pray for the mailmen of the world, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are executive, oh Lord God, they have problems, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are on death row, oh Lord God. Those that are incarcerated, oh Lord God. Give them hope, oh Lord God, in their prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, God. The brother that's coming out of jail this year, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. For the women, oh Lord God, that they will respect the men as men, oh Lord God, and help nurture them, oh Lord God, until they be dealt, until they become strong again, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Pray for their family, Lord God. Pray for them. For him, oh Lord God. Pray for his son, oh Lord God. They thank you, Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, on the third. In Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, what we call chubby God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let you move it by your Spirit, God. Let you move it by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes, oh Lord God.
I honor you, Lord.
We breathe, oh Lord God, we have our being. So we thank you, God. And we praise you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for Brother Johnny and Miami, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that every shackle be broken, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we've been in a bound, oh Lord God, with an addiction, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you break it right now, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Send a fresh anointing, oh Lord God, a fresh east wind, oh Lord God, fresh oil, oh Lord God. For the man, oh Lord God, that you would rise up, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, body, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for men, oh Lord God, that are veterans, oh Lord God, that are disabled veterans, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen them, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen their mind, God, in the name for your plan. That you will move by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless those, O Lord God, who have that type of disability, O Lord God. We thank you for taking care of us this day, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, I tell you, thank you, Lord God. We tell you that we praise you, Lord God, and worship you, Lord God, for the things that you do in front of the all man today, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Help all of them to take a cross and follow you, God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Help all the way, O God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. For the Lord, you are our shepherd.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall not Hallelujah. Be in want.
Bless you in the name of Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we honor you.
And you lead us, Lord, beside the still waters.
Lord God, the fruits of our lips, God, in
you
the name of Jesus,
Lord
God. Lord God, bend, O Lord God, even not on this continent, O Lord God, but on other continents, O Lord God. Men in Europe, O Lord God, Africa, Lord God, and Zimbabwe, O Lord God, other places, Lord God, east, south, and west sides of Africa, O Lord God. Men that need touches from you, O Lord God. Oh God, in Australia, Italy, oh Lord God, France, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the United Kingdom, oh Lord God, and
we walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
We are asking that you sustain our lives, oh Lord God, and by the God of this people, oh Lord God, and about the flood that the dragon has cast out, oh Lord God, against your church, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As in this, oh Lord God, instruct us, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, in order to trip, oh Lord God, to get on the fire wagon, rebuke of this virus, sustain that thing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every way you look, oh Lord God, is there, oh Lord God. Lord God, it's not greater than you, Lord God. You deserve the glory, all the praise, the honor belongs to you, Lord God. You're the only wise God, even from everlasting to everlasting. Your God, oh Lord God, you're the God that's spoken. And it was so good to prove it, God, oh Lord God.
Thank you,
and we praise you.
In the name of Jesus, no more.
Hallelujah.
No more.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For your rod and your staff, they comfort
us.
Not only comforting, but breakthrough. No more. We cut this off in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm, all areas.
Hallelujah.
Blessings,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For the crown of the head, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
For the soul of the feet, God.
For you prepared table for us,
Jesus,
Father.
Lord God.
In the presence of our
enemies. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
For you anoint
we thank
our
you,
Lord
God.
With oil.
In the name of
and
Jesus,
and our cup
Lord
run
God.
Over. Let
we
it
thank
run
you, Lord
over
God. Surely, Lord God, your mercy is here, Lord God. Let us endure forever, Lord God.
Let
thank you, Lord
over.
God.
Yes.
Never lost a case, Lord
surely,
God.
Surely, your goodness and your mercy, they follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus, pray, Father.
Thank
God.
You, Lord God.
For those in position
you.
Of authority.
And we worship you, Lord God.
That they make good decisions.
In Jesus' name, Lord God.
That they lead. That they do what is right. What is right. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray this morning, Father, for all our leaders. I know the spiritual leaders will be trying to counsel and try to explain things that do not have any sense, things they themselves do not even understand. But we pray for them, Lord, that you give them wisdom and you give them your anointing and bless them and help them. And our national and our international leaders, it's time for them to stand up and do what is right.
Question,
right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to pray, Father, because you are the giver of wisdom. All our leaders, Lord, our president, and his executive branch, and the vice president, and all their cabinets, their advisors, their pastors, their spiritual leaders, everyone, Father, that they come together and do what is right. Not only for this church, but for starting from now, Father, just everything be done well. Be done in decent and in order. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. We pray for the legislative branch, the senators, the House of Representatives, and the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, the upper court, the lower court, and the Congress. Every man and woman in position of authority, that they do not abuse their authority, but they do what is right. When they sit in those boardrooms making decisions, I know there are some men and women who know you. I pray, Father God, that when they speak, give them wisdom, and that they will be heard, their ideas be heard, in the name of Jesus. But the highest seat, the highest chair in those boardrooms, we send you, Holy Spirit, to go and plead on our behalf. Stand on our behalf, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God. We pray for the military community, the army, the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some are getting deployed, and some are already deployed in different places. That you protect and shield them. But above all, Father, we know except you build a house, they that build it build in vain. Except you watch over the city, they that watch it watches in vain. So, Father God, we pray that you give them the wisdom and help them, Father God, that they make good decisions as they watch and protect and shield them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We still remember our health system, Father, the regulations, those who the regulators, that they do what is right, the healthcare providers, the insurance providers, the hospitals, the pharmacies, and everyone, Father. We just pray, Lord,
thank you,
that you give them wisdom and you help them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they do and make decisions for the betterment of their patients, for the betterment of the people, Lord, the workplace, and people are going back to work now. Some businesses are opening and some are taking it slow, some are taking it fast, some are opening, some are closing. It's just a lot of chaos going on right now. But we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God. Because everybody is doing their thing, whichever way, there's no order. But you are a God of order. And we thank you, Father, that you reign. Protect your people, Father, even in the midst of disorder, even in the midst of the chaos, you still protect. You still reign. The employers and the employees, I just pray, Father, whether they are faith-based or they are private or they are public, it really doesn't matter. You still reign. You are God over all. In the name of Jesus, that people will be protected, that they will not do reckless things, and that people will be courteous to each other and care for each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. I honor you, Lord.
We magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
With the words of our mouth.
Oh, you are awesome, God. You reign, Lord. You reign. You reign. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You reign, Father. You reign. You are sitting on the throne. You are mighty. You are mighty. For you are a mighty God. You are a merciful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, for each and every one of us here, those with their prayer needs right now, their prayer requests. Because, Father God, even before we ask, you already knew. I just pray, Father God, that you let every need be met. Let every request be met in the name of Jesus. Let those that are out of order be put in order in the name of Jesus. For you are a good God. You remain our God. You remain on the throne. Regardless, even if the enemy, the devil, might try to roar like a lion, he's not a lion, because there is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ. And when he roars, fire comes out of him, the fire that burns all sin and wrong. So this morning, Father, we say, arise, O God, arise, O Father, and let all your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that even if the enemy comes to us in one way, but he will flee in seven ways. For greater is you who is in us than he who is in the world. Thank you, Lord. For we lift up our eyes unto the hills. We lift our eyes unto the mountains from where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for you will not suffer our feet to be moved. In the name of Jesus. For you who keeps us, do not slumber. Yes. For he who keeps Israel, you neither slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shed. You are our shed, Father. In the name of Jesus, protect us with your right hand. Even the sun will not burn us by day, and the moon will not harm us by night. For you are with us. You preserve us from all evil, even if sometimes the enemy thinks he has won, but he is a loser. So victory is ours, victory in Jesus. Thank you, Father, for preserving us. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us, our going and our coming all the time. You are with us, Lord. So this morning we decree and declare Psalm 91 in the name of Jesus, that he that dwells under the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, we'll say of the Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress in whom we trust. We trust you, Lord. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust to who they are, the neighborhood they live, the money they make. But we remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. The enemy has been pursuing us and wanting to destroy us for many, many, many years. But we always escape like a bird, the fowler. He would think he has got us, but we come out like a shoot, like a plant in the desert and still survive. Thank you, for our hope is in you, Lord. Our trust is in you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Father, because you cover us with your feathers. And under your wings, Lord, under your wings, we trust you, because you are our shield and our butler. Thank you, Lord. We are not afraid of the terror by night, even those arrows that fly by the day. We are not afraid, for we know you are with us. We are not afraid, even the distractions that come out at noonday. We are not afraid, for you are with us. 1,000 shall fall on our side. Yes, and 10,000 on our right hand. And they will not destroy us. They will not destroy us. Because if it was the enemy's will, we would be destroyed. He wants to make us vanish. He wants us to disappear. But we are still here. We are not going anywhere. We are still here. And we thank you. Because it's not by might. It's not by power. It is by your spirit. It is by your grace. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for wiping our tears. Thank you for turning our mourning into joy. To joy again. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for your love. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we consider it done. It's done. By the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God this morning. We just praise him for his mercy and his love. I know it is a hard day for most of us. It is a really bitter pill. We have been, asking to swallow, or we have been going through. I just pray that God, he did it before, he will do it again. You know, this is not the first time for us as a people, as a nation, to go through this kind of things that are going on in, I think it's Minnesota. I can't remember the name of the place where George Floyd and his family are from, and things going on in Atlanta right now. But, we serve a good God. We serve a merciful God. He rescued us before. He will rescue us again. But our prayer right now is that, you know, this is becoming a pattern, and it's going on and on, and we just pray that this be that last straw that breaks the camel's back, that is going to come to an end, and we can't, keep on dealing with this, like the wound heals and then tomorrow it's opened, we see another issue. It's not even too long ago, we still dealing, and the family of Ahmaud Arbery in Atlanta, they are still dealing with it. These are just the two high-profile issues in the last month or two that have been coming up. But, our nation is in pain. We are dealing with a pandemic and then this one. And we just pray that justice be served and that the God will comfort you and comfort us as a nation and that we arise and to the occasion as we always. So I pray that you have a beautiful weekend regardless of what is going on. I still and do believe that this weekend is going to be a good weekend for you and your family. And pray for traveling mercies for those who are on the road. And I know our very own Pastor Darlene is on the road. And we pray for traveling mercies for her and her family, where they are going, and that everything will be well and protected and come back home in safely. And some of us will be traveling over the weekend or, you know, stay in. Whatever you are doing, I just pray that it is going to be a beautiful weekend for you and your family. And the Bible says we move from glory to glory. Our God does not take us backwards, regardless of the hurdles and things we face on the middle, on our way, but we are moving forward with Jesus, and He is wiping our tears. In the name of Jesus, He is the lifter of our souls. He is our God. So everybody, you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you right here on Monday. And God bless you. Bye.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and He rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and His love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904 859 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.